Al kayamta benoi rabenu umeshleich monas yisloyeyu. You have a kind of this mitzvah of meshleich monas that you sent me two beautiful portions. That's the mitzvah. This gives some atonis of yoni. We take out. We're not talking about of yoni. We're talking about meshleich monas. Rabba shodale lamori bamar. Rabba also sent a present on Purim to Mori bamar biyad abaye. He sent it in the hands of Abaye. Abaye was the shliach of Talmud. So Rabba sent with his Talmud Abaya to Mori. What he sent him? Mole taska de kashba, a whole sack, Rashi says, full of dates. Or mole kosa kamcha de afshuni, and also a whole cup full of dried out wheat, Rashi says. Shinashyapsu achita matana biyardim caramel, dried out wheat that's still sweet. That's the two portions that Rabba sent to Mori. So Omale Abaya like said back to his Rabbi Rabba, Hashdama Mori. You know what Mori is going to say when he receives this present? He's going to say like this: Ichaklo Malkom. If a poshut person becomes a king, is lehevi dikula mitzavore lenochis. That that before used to have a dekel, a dikula, a basket full of fruits, whatever it was, around his neck. He's not going to take it off. Another Rashi says, Hasal shei rogu lehelch piadenu ben kfar. First, this person was a Poshida Ben Kfar village man that he used to take care of the animals there. So he used to have a basket around his neck to feed the animals. Now when he comes a king, he's still not going to take away that basket. What does it mean to say? Rashi says that even though you, Rabbi, now became a Rosh Yeshiva, you're the head of Pumpadisa, how come you're sending such a Poshida Matana? You're only sending him portion of things. Anybody can send that. You're sending him dates and wheat. Anybody can send that. As if to say, you're not sending a good enough portion. You should have sent a better present to him. Like now that you're the Rosh Hashiv, you're like the Melech, you should have sent something special. Vaita. Shodalei Iyu. So now, Mori sent back to Rabba. He sent back to him, Mole Taska de Zandvila, a barrel, or a pot full of ginger. Or mole kosa de papoto, and also a whole kosa, a whole jar full of pepper. Aricha, long pepper. So also these things weren't too appetizing, Mr. Omar. His Omar Abaya said like this. Hashdoma Malik, Abaya said, Rabbi is going to have complaints about you also, Murray. And Rabbi is going to say like this. Ano shadrile chulia. I sent you at least sweet things. Viyu shadrile churfeit. And he's sending me back very sharp things. Like ginger and pepper is pretty sharp. Like how come he's sending me back sharp things? Omer Abaya said like this, Ki nafki mi beimar. Rabbi Abaya says when he left his Rebbe's house, when he left Rabbi's house, heavy savanna, I was filled up, like he ate a good supper by his Rebbe's house. But still, ki motel hosom, when he got to go to Mori's house, like he was sending these presents to Mori, is krivele, by Mori's house, they brought him there also, shishin si, 60 different plates, te shishin mini kadero, of 60 different portions. Then they gave him also a tremendous amount of food. They brought in 60 different plates with 60 different type of foods. V'yachli b'hu shisin tulugi. And he ate taco from every dish. He ate different foods. He ate 60 different portions of food. U'bishuli b'atzraisa, and the last portion that he ate, heavy korolei tzlikedim, was like pot roast. The last portion he ate was geshmaka pot roast. U'boyi l'meches si abasri. And he wanted to even lick the dish when he got finished eating it. In other words, if to say, it was very geschmack, he ate very much. Sa'ai l'churu, when he left his Rebbe's house, he was full already. So how come he ate so much when he got to Mori's house? His Omer Abaya said, Haino di Amri Inchi, this is what people say, Kofin aniyah v'lo yada. A non-ya, poor person is hungry, he doesn't even realize it, he doesn't even know about it. Like here, like Abaya thought he was full when he left his Rebbe's house. Really, he's a noni, he was hungry. He didn't realize it, he just thought that he was full. But now when he went to Rabbi's house, when he went to Mori's house, he had Kanayin Horo, another 60 portions of good food. In other territories, Ravcho Levisima Shriach. People say, like a Viennese table, you can still eat after the meal. Now, even though you filled yourself up with meat, when it comes to eat something sweet, there's always room for it. For sweet stuff, you always have room. So even though Abaye was filled up already by his Rebbe's house, the Stamma's Rebbe didn't give him ice cream, Stamma. So Rebbe only gave him a piece of meat, give him something to fill him up with. When he went to somebody else, there he gave him nice sweet stuff, and there he ate geschmack of Venus table, he ate up the whole table. 60 portions he had. Right. Abaya bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin. mechalfi so the sayil adodi. On Purim, they used to like eat on the same table, and they used to mechalfi so the sayil adodi. It means they sent mishalach monos one to another. That means first, Abaye Baravin sent a meal to Rabbi Chanina Baravin for shalach monos, and then when he accepted it, Rabbi Chanina Baravin sent back to Abaye also another meal. So the same meal went back and forwards, and they both mekayim the mitzvah mishalach monos. Like one gave to the other mishalach monos, they were yaitzer. Even though you returned it back to him, it's called now he gave you back mishalach monos. Shrashi ze oichelim ze bapurim shel shona zu over shniyah soyel chaveri moy. A little bit different. Rashi learns that on one year Purim he invited him to him to have the suda, and the next year Purim he invited himself back to the other one. So that's like also a kima mishalach monos. Brought down a loch, I think, like this. That if you have somebody over your house by Purim for the Suda, that's also called Mishlech Monas. Like, that's the best thing. He gave him a Suda to eat. So they used to change around the Sudas that one year you come to me, so that's called I'm giving you Mishlech Monas this year, and next year I'll go to you and you'll give me back. So that's also called good. His Mechalfi is the Sila Dodi. They exchanged invitations one to the other. But it could be an Echnami. So the one this year, when he got invited to the other person, the one that received him was Mekayim the Mitzvah. But the one that went didn't do the Mitzvah. So Avad, he gave Mishalach Monos to somebody else this year. And Avad, he had to do the Mitzvah still. So he gave it to somebody else. Just the one that accepted him, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah, the fact he had a guest over for the Suda. Omar Rova, Mechayiv Inish Levsume Bepuria. A person has to push it, get a little bit chicker. Rashi Lishtaka Beyayin. Rashi says clearly, you have to drink wine and become a little bit chicker on Purim. Come high. So you don't know the difference between saying Oror Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So it's pretty shiky you have to get. Tosfos says here, Yerushalmi's Girsis, Arura Zeresh, Bruch Esther. That's the two things. Arurim kol Roshoyim, Bruchim kol Yehudim. You don't know the difference between these things. That's how shiky, how much wine you have to drink on Purim. So all the Svarim talk about this, if it really means you have to get chikrom, the Brisker Rav means just that there's a chiyah to keep on drinking. It's a shia, when do you have to stop drinking? When you got the shikr. Let's say somebody doesn't get shikr, so you have to drink the whole day Purim. Brisker Rav learns, the mitzvah is to drink wine at Purim. If you want to know when you became the mitzvah, when did you drink enough to say you can stop drinking? When you got the shikr. But if you didn't get the shikr, you have to keep on drinking, that's the mitzvah. All different shortim. Some say not supposed to get shikr, it just means a little bit high. So the loch is brought down, some say it just means, you have to drink a little bit more than you usually drink. Like Kopon and Pashtus says he is supposed to get chikr, you don't know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Oror Haman. Right, and the riot to this Pashtus is the next Maisa, the famous Maisa. Rabba v'Rabbi Zeira Ovdu Sudas Purim Adi Adodi. This year, Rabba invited Rabbi Zeira over to his house, and they had a Geshmakia Sudas Purim, and they drank a lot of wine, they had Geshmakia wine. Is if Sumei, and they drank wine, they both got chikr. Is come Rabba got up and took his knife and shachted Reb Zera. He took Reb Zera's neck and made a shechiter on him, shechted his neck. Pashta means he killed him. Is Lamarka the next day when Rabba got Oishika, he saw what he did. He saw Reb Zera there with his head off. Is boy Rachme, so he davened to Hashem. V'yachia, and Hashem made a nest that Reb Zera's head got attached together again. Reb Zera became alive again. That's what happened. Is Lashona the next year. His Amalei, so Rabbi told him there again, and they see Ma, come again, come to my church again this year. You want to come to me again? And we'll have a nice Suda, nice feast again. Last year we had a pretty good time. So he said, Amalei, nothing doing. Not every year that that happened. This year maybe my head won't come back again. So kids, you don't want to go again. But Pasha's mashma that the mamas got good and shikha, and Rabbi mamas was so shik he took a knife and shechted Reb Zera. Yeah. Right. So exactly what this means you have to know, but that's what it says at least. Omar Rova, Sudas Purim Sho'ochla Balaila Lo Yotzi Dechabosoi. If you want to eat your Sudas Purim at night time, that means the night, the first night, after the Mikra Megill at night, the night of the 14th, you want to be Yotzi the Suda, nothing doing. You're not Yotzi the Suda then. My time, why? Because the Pasuk says, Yemei Mishtav Simcha Ksiv. It says, Yemei by daytime. The Yikr Mishtav Simcha has to be at daytime. You can have a little Simcha at night also. But the Yikr, the Suda, has to be by daytime. Rav Ashi, Hevi Yosef, Kaimei, the Rav Kana. Rav Ashi was Bar Rav Kana. Nogar came pretty late in the day of Purim. Fulayasa Rabbanan. Rav Kana was down with Rosh Shiva. He wanted to give Shir on Purim, like we had before. He's supposed to learn on Purim. So he said, I'm giving Shir at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Alright, turn over. And when it became 3 o'clock in the afternoon, nobody showed up for Shir. I think Morris says, Noga, it became late, Fulayasa Rabbanan, and nobody came to Shir. Yeah. So my answer was, yeah, so Noga came late in the day, Fulayasa Rabbanan didn't come. Is Omelech, he said back to him, my time will Yasra Bonin, so Rabkana said to Rabashi, Akon Rabbanan, I'm not coming. So he answered back, Dilma Tridi Vesudas Purim, what do you want? Today's Purim. They're having a Sudas Purim today, and the Stamna in the middle of the Suda, that's why they're not coming to Yashir. So Omelech, Rabkana said, what's going on here? They should have had this Suda last night. They know I'm giving Yashir today on Purim, you have to come to Yashiv on Purim. So Omelech, Rabashi said back to him, didn't you hear? That the Rava said that Sudas Purim Shochla Balayla Liyotzi Dechavosli. You can't have your Suda at night time. If you have your Suda at night time, you're not Yotzi the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is to have the Suda by daytime. Is Omalei? Omalei? Omar Rava Hochi? Is it true? Omalei in? Yes, it's true. And Tony Minaya Boim Zinna, he chazed it over 40 times. That the locker is, you have to have the Suda by daytime, and not, you're not Yotze with the Suda you have at nighttime. So he chazed it over 40 times. V'domilei command the monach v'kisei. And then it's as if he had it in his pocket, like you say. He had it down pack, this halacha. That for now on, remember it, that the Suda's Purim has to be by daytime and not by nighttime. Mishnah says, Ein bein Yom Tev l'Shabbos. There's no difference between the malachis on Yom Tev and on Shabbos. Elo eichel nefesh bavad. Just on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. You're allowed to do things for the purpose of Eichel Nefesh, which is also on Shabbos. So the Gemara holds in your Machshiri Eichel Nefesh. Mashmoni, you're allowed to cook the food itself. But the Machshiri, that's the preparation for the food. Lamosh, if you don't have a pot, you want to fix your pot. Or you don't have an oven, you want to make an oven on Yom Tov. The Hechsher, the preparation for the food, Eichel Nefesh, Zer V'Zer Shoven. That both are Osir. Even on Yom Tov also, you're not allowed to make the oven to bake the food. If you have the oven already, you're allowed to bake the food. Or if you have the knife, you can cut the food. But you're not allowed to go and make a knife now on Yom Tov. And that's also on Yom Tov. So, Masnitz and Lech Rav Yehuda. Our mission does not go like Rav Yehuda Shita. Tetanya will not like this. Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos. There's no difference. Elo Eichel Nefesh. Just Eichel Nefesh. For the purpose of food itself, is mutter on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda Matir Af Machshiri Eichel Nefesh. Rav Yehuda says, not only could he cook the food itself, but if you don't have an oven, you're allowed to make an oven. If you don't have a knife to cut the meat with, you're allowed to make a knife now on Yom Tov. The Machshiri Eichel Nefesh, what you need for the purpose of food, is also Doichi Yom Tov. So what's the Machloikis? My time on the Tanakhama, what's the Pshat on Tanakhama that says Machshirin is also on Yom Tov? Omach Kruhidashin, the Pasuk like this. The Pasuk says, who? Is Eichel Nefesh, it says, Achash Yosel Cholodim, who? V'dashin who v'loy machshirev. Only the Eichel Nefesh itself is mutter, and not the machshirim. You could only cook the food, but you can't make the oven to use for food on Yom Tov. V'yab Yehudu Oma, lochem, the Pasuk says, lochem l'chol tzarcheichem. You're allowed to do anything you want for the purpose of food on Yom Tov. Any purpose you need. If you don't have an oven, you want to make an oven now on Yom Tov, that's also mutter. For the Gemara, Vidach Nam Yaksiv Lachem, what does Tanakhama do? Why it says the word Lachem, which Mashmah for you, any purpose you want, you could do on Yom Tov. Lach, see, the Marian says, the Tanakhama holds, our mission holds, Lachem V'lo L'yov Yikachovim. That even food, you're only allowed to cook food for a Jew. But if you have a Goy over your house, you're not allowed to cook food for a Goy on Yom Tov. And Mach Mizeh, you're not allowed to invite a Goy over your house on Yom Tov. Because we're afraid if you invite him over, maybe you cook for him also. Lachem V'lo L'yikachovim. Who are din lachem means you're only allowed to cook for yourself, and you can't cook for your dogs. V'iduch, what's from Rabbi Yehuda? Nami yoksiv hu, either Pasuk says hu, mashmon yoichel nefesh, what you yourself need and not for the preparation of the food. Ksiv demora, ksiv hu, ksiv lachem. It says two psukim, it says hu, mashmon the food, but it also says lachem, for you, mashmon anything you need. So what's the pshan of two psukim? Rabbi Yehuda says like this, kan b'machshirim shef shel asesimer of yomtiv. Something that you could have done Erev Yom Tov, then you have no right to do it on Yom Tov. Like, Lamosh, you don't have, you knew your knife broke 2 days ago.
So you could have fixed your knife before Yom Tov. So then you don't have a right to fix the knife on Yom Tov. Since you could have fixed it before Yom Tov, machshirin, that you could have done before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Kan b'machshirin, sheyefsh l'asosim mer of Yom Tov. Reb Yehuda is talking about, let's say your knife breaks on Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov, your knife was in top shape. And funked on Yom Tov, the knife broke. So now what can you do? You have to get a new knife. So that's mutter of Yehuda, that you could do on Yom Tov. Because it was Efshi, you couldn't have fixed it, you didn't know about it before Yom Tov. Let's say your oven caves in on Yom Tov. If it caved in on Yom Tov, if you don't, you're allowed to fix the oven, because you couldn't have fixed it up Erev Yom Tov. Whereas if the oven caved in before Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to fix it on Yom Tov. Because that's called Efshi L'Asayisim Erev Yom Tov. You should have fixed it up before Yom Tov. So Poshid is only a din of Machshir and Eichon Nefesh. Mashayk and Eichon Nefesh itself, food itself, then, Poshut, behold, even though you could have cooked before Yom Tov, still you have a right to cook on Yom Tov. However, there are a lot of shittas that hold the halacha that even by Eichon Nefesh itself, even cooking food on Yom Tov, it's only mutter where you couldn't have cooked Erev Yom Tov. But in the case where you could have cooked the food on Erev Yom Tov, you're not supposed to cook it on Yom Tov. And the Chizkila we hold like that. So the pshat is like this, that we cook, bake, or cook on Yom Tov, the pshat is because the food, fresh food, tastes much better. So since challah tastes much better on Yom Tov, you can't say you should have baked it yesterday, because the food tastes much better now on Yom Tov, then you have a right to cook or to make kugels on Yom Tov. But let's say you have food, let's say a soup, that the older it is, the better it tastes. So if you would have made this soup before Yom Tov, it would have tasted better, and you should not cook that food on Yom Tov. That's called Efshel HaSoyesim Erev Yom Tov. But the Yevet, it's alright, because there are some sheet to say here. But the Chetchila we hold, you shouldn't do that. You should only cook on Yom Tov either food that you couldn't have cooked Erev Yom Tov, which means it's not going to taste as good as if it would be fresh right now. But if something that tastes just as good or even better, when it's old, when it's cooked a few days already, then you should do that before Yom Tov. Vayta. Ein bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim, there's no difference between the Melachas of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Elo shezez adoyna b'yidei yodon, v'zez adoyna b'koros. On Shabbos, if you do a malacha b'mezid, yechayiv misa b'dayodim. Bezdin kills you. On if you do a malacha on Yom Kippur, there's no misa b'dayodim, it's only chorus. In Shemayim, they give you chorus. That's the only difference. But all lamates malachas apply equally to Shabbos as to Yom Kippur. So tomorrow, hol inyan tashlumim, zeh v'zeh shoven. Mashma to the din of kamlei v'derabinei. And let's say on Shabbos you go and burn down somebody's field. So we say, even though you're a mazik, you gave him $100 damage, you're potter, you don't have to pay him. You know why? Because yechayiv misa. For burning down his field, yechayiv misa, he did a malacha. So that the klal of kom lei b'derabinei, when you get a chayiv misa, we don't give you the chayiv money. So you want to say, Yom Kippur has the same thing? If somebody burns down somebody's fields on Yom Kippur, since he did the malacha of avara, he's chayiv koros. Now that he's chayiv koros, we say he's potter for paying him back money. So the chura money must need. Who does that mishnah go like? That's Reb Nechunya ben Akona. That's only Reb Nechunya ben Akona shita. He, the Tanya, we learned like this. Reb Nechunya ben Akona wa Yose, es yoyim akipurim kishabbos latashlumim. He used to say true that Yom Kippur has the same malacha like Shabbos negated to paying back. What does that mean to tashlumim? Paying back money. That mas Shabbos, just like on Shabbos. Mischayev ben Avshoy, upotim in atashlumim. Let's say on Shabbos you burn down somebody's house. So yechayiv misa fa'avora. So therefore, you're potter from paying him back from burning down his house. Because we say, kom lebed rabinei, when you have a chiyuv to be killed, and a chiyuv to pay back money, the terrorist says, you only have to get killed, you don't have to pay back the money. As the Mechunim and the Kohen holds, af yom ha-kippurim, Kippur has the same halacha. Mischayiv benavsho, you're potter min ha-tashlumim. Since yechayiv chorus, we say that's your einish, and you don't have to pay back the money. Whereas it's tanan hosim, we learned over there, that called chayiv krisis. Anytime you did an averment, you have a chayiv chorus, sheloku, if Bezdin gave you malchus, niftru medei krisis. You should know, if you get malchus, you don't have a chayiv chorus anymore. Shenamar Apostle says, v'niklo achichol anecha. When you give the guy malchus, that means you embarrass him, v'niklo, you embarrass him, you gave him malchus, the Apostle says, achichol anecha, your brother. So midashin, kivin sheloku, once you gave him malchus, once Bezdin gave him the bangs, in the straps, is harehu kechicha, is called kechicha, divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. That's his shita. That once you give him malchus, he's like a potter from chorus. That takes away the chiv mis of chorus. Omer Rabbi Yechanan says, chalukim olav chaverov. our Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Techachomim is chaberim argue on him and say no, even though you get malchus, so what? The chiyuv kares you still have.
Yeah.
Omar Rava, Amri Bey Rav. Tanina, we learned like this. It says in our Mishnah, Ein ben yom kippurim l'shabbos, and no difference. Just by Shabbos, if you do a malacha, you get misa, bezdin kills you. And by Yom Kippur, bezdin can't kill you. It's only called you have a chiyuv kares. If you want to say like this now, really both of them is called b'dayodim. There is even for kares, for Yom Kippurim also, you're telling me, if bezdin gives you malchus, you pop yourself from kares. See, even Yom Kippur also is called Bidei Yodim. You get Malkus, Bezdin gives you the straps. Amar Rav Nachman, Hamani Rav Yitzchak, Yenachnam, Yal Mishnah goes according to Rav Yitzchak. The Yoma, Malkus, Mechai, Vekrisis Lekka. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Yitzchak Shita. That any time there's a Lav HaTorah. Now true, a regular Lav, the Yonah says you get Malkus for it. But a certain Lavim, like Yom Kippur, it's a Lav, and the Torah also says the Chiv Chorus. When the Torah says, for this Lav, you get a Chiv Chorus, you should know you don't get malchus. Even if the Edom warned you, the Shash, you did a malachas on Yom Kippur, they say you should know you're over Lav now and you're going to get malchus, nothing doing. Since the Torah says for this Aver you get chorus, the Yitzchak Shita is, the Torah took off the Einish of malchus and you only get krisis. The Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Yitzchak Aimer, Chai ve krisis bechlal hoyu. Really, even though you chayiv chorus, so what? It's a Lav HaTorah. The Torah says, Losh and Lav, don't do it. You should have got Malkus also. For Loma Yotzes the Chorus Bachoisoi, how come the Torah says by Achoisoi, if you live with Yachoisoi, Yechayev Chorus, is Ladonia to teach us the Chorus for Leida Malkus. That if you live with your sister, you only Chayev Chorus and no Malkus. For a Lav that has Chorus to it, there's no more Malkus. So therefore, our Mishnah is good. Our Mishnah says that Yom Kippur is only Bidei Shemaim, is only Chorus. But Malkus, but the Yodim you don't have, since Yom Kippur, the Chiyuv Chorus, even for the Lav, you don't get Malkus. Rav Ashi Yomano, Afilu Tamer Rabbonin, even if you want to say, goes according to Rabbonin Shita, that true that you could get Malkus, even though the Torah says a Chorus. There's still a Lav. And it goes like this. If when the Edom warned you and said, don't do it, you should know you're going to get Malkus, you're talking to get Malkus. If the Edom only warned you and said, don't do it, because if you do it, you'll have a Chiyuv Chorus, then you don't get Malkus. But if the Edom warned you and told you before, and if you do it, you get Malkus, could be you do get Malkus. Aye, why does our Mishnah say that Yom Kippur is only called Bid Chorus, Bid Shemayim? Aye, sometimes you could get Malkus also. The Torah says like this, Zer Ikis Doine Bid Yodim. By Shabbos, the Ikir Roinish is Amada the Misa, that Desmond kills you, that's called Bid Yodim. Zer Ikis Doine Bid Chorus. Amada by Yom Kippur, the main punishment you get, most of the times they warn you, don't do something on the Kippur because you have a Chiyuv Chorus. That's the Iker Oynish, is Chorus Bidei Shemayim. True, if the Edom warn you only that if you do this Malacha, you're going to get Malkus, true, you would get Malkus. But that's not the Iker, the main punishment by Yom Kippur. The main punishment for Yom Kippur is Achi of Chorus, which is called Bidei Shemayim. That's why the Mishnah says Chorus and does not say Bidei Yom.